There's a salesman, he's just a fucking ass clown, man. He's always like, rah, 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 I'm the best guy ever, whatever. And he come by and he's always trying to jive on everybody. And this one guy, the old guy, works there and he just don't take, you know, he just. Because I go, I look by a car for you, look at your hair's all fucked up and your shirt's all wrinkly and shit. And I was like, dude, your mom was up here running her fingers through his hair and she forgot to iron his shirt this morning. Get the fuck out of here. I just butted in.
If you look at the camera, Aaron's face is blocked by the pause button. I think that's the best thing we could have done.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I just look like a Mexican over here.
Yeah.
I wish I had a tan, though, so... All
right. I wish you worked like a Mexican.
I do. All
right, let's... Whenever we talk, let's eat the mic a little bit.
Less PC.
Gravy.
All right, boy.
You look like...
There it is.
James, I forgot how much you look like if Carhartt and old Ford trucks were a person.
Yeah.
you look like sand. If you look like a horse's eye after you threw sand in it.
I miss Joe Deere.
That's my joke.
You know?
Yeah.
He's got that Joe Deere look. He'll grow in one day.
Yeah.
Am I me or Duncan?
Both of them.
Yeah, dude, us combined. What do you think us combined will look like?
Aaron.
A full beard.
A full beard.
Probably look like Aaron.
All right, dude, on my way over here,
Aaron's got a nut duster.
Yeah. On my way over here, I pulled like a 7 foot, 9 inch hair from my ear. It's a big white hair out of my ear.
Out of it. Like it.
No, like it was attached to my fucking ear and I had to yank it off.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering, if you had to pull the follicle.
No, so this is Frank and the Jobber because Frank's a shitty host and he doesn't know how to introduce us. So I'm Duncan. This is Frank.
It's branding, bro.
And then this is Aaron Lane from X Electric Owl, Fuck Buddy Heron.
Woo! Don't get me started.
And then this over here is James Burkett, Song of the South, Sweet Potato Pie, and Shut My Mouth.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
So... I got a story to tell you guys about my Uncle Ricky. So my grandfather passed away, and my Uncle Ricky from Louisiana came here in like overnight. And we were at Papa's funeral, and I saw my Papa's ex-wife in the graveyard, and I thought she had died years ago.
I did,
and
too.
I looked over at Uncle Ricky, and I was like, I thought she died. And he looked over at me, and he said, "You're going to need an auger to screw that crooked bitch in the ground."
I mean, she looked like she died
a couple
years ago.
Yeah, she looked like death warmed over, dude. Aaron, are you in the shot? Yeah, you are.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm leaning over a little bit.
Nah, who gives a fuck?
You're like every bad character on Who Framed Roger Rabbit put together.
That's a compliment to me, though.
You're going to laugh yourself to death.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty nice. It's the way to go, actually.
I'm going
to
dip you.
And then super scary.
You look like you stink, but you don't.
Me?
No,
that
Aaron.
That means I'm refreshing. I mean, so someone's like, dude, this is going to be...
Are you still scrubbing your teeth with charcoal?
No, that's actually bad for your enamel, actually.
You still don't know how to use a microphone.
I found that out. it's bad. Yeah. Charcoal is bad for your teeth if you use it too much. It can fuck your shit up. Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
It's also good for your fish tank, though.
It is good for your fish tank. And cooking, but you know.
Nah, taste the meat, not the heat, you know.
Propane
accessories.
And you guys learned tonight that I give UTIs, not get UTIs.
Safety first.
UTITI.
It'd be like that sometimes.
He's like, no.
It'd be like that sometimes.
If you're going to make it, that was a good one, though. I did enjoy that.
You know what else Uncle Ricky told me, James? I was over, we were eating pizza. And I was like, "Hey, what do you got to drink?" And he says, "We got water and retard juice." And he points at a case of Mountain Dew.
But like, Mountain Dew also corrodes your teeth really bad. Like, dentists say that Mountain Dew is the worst one, which coincides with
Aaron.
Rednecks have bad teeth.
Are you still a vegan?
You're like the most effeminate dental hygienist I've ever met.
Hey, Aaron, you need to go to your left a little bit because you're like cutting out of frame.
You know too much shit.
I think your shit's moving.
Like,
no, I'm just getting more and more comfortable as we go.
No, I think you're just a...
Aaron brushes people's teeth with his vagina lips.
I expect better from you all.
So we just got done practicing in this, like, it was a pretty decent first time playing together.
The stabbing cabin.
I could.
Yeah, we're in the stabbing cabin. By the way, the lighting's terrible because we're in Captain Stabbing's stabbing cabin. The ballast
immune systems for coronavirus just hanging out in here.
James has the best lighting out of all of us. Like, it's too bright for us three, and then you got you.
He's the
no, it's just him.
Have a great
no, he's just blessed. He just walks around like that.
That is true. Yeah. You have great complexion.
No, he's just blessed.
Did you know that charcoal's bad for your complexion?
never mind. I'm gonna pass these things. Light
of charcoal. Light of charcoal.
Aaron, you didn't answer my question.
What's that?
Are you still a vegan?
I'd be like delving.
How the fuck are you giving me a headache?
What are you delving?
I feel like I'm watching Ren and Stimpy when you talk.
Eggs.
Got
I
any
food eat.
For carnivores up in this motherfucker?
Oh, God.
It's log, it's log, as big as heavy as wood.
That's
dude,
fine.
Man, I'll never forget one time I was in fucking McDonald's and this one lady ordered a salad. And then the guy, like this big black dude behind her, he's like, she's kind of disheveled in the fact she ordered a salad at McDonald's. So he walked up, he's like, hey, you got any food for carnivores in this motherfucker?
You got any real food?
I've been telling that story for 12 years.
Aaron, the only meat Aaron eats is Duncan's mom's dick.
Straight shaft.
Shout out to Terry for Gunt.
Jesus.
Gunt?
We're getting nothing accomplished here.
No, dude, we never get anything accomplished.
I'm glad to be here.
Can we call this band Front Butt, please?
I wouldn't.
Front Butt?
Spare
I thought
tire.
You said Gunt.
Probably Gunt be the best butt. Band name I've ever had.
When Duncan plays baseball and he don't want to swing, he gunts.
Yeah.
I can see that. Leave with your pudding cup.
Yeah.
My pudding cup.
Sorry guys, I'm really messed up. I've been taking a lot of antibiotics lately.
Them edibles though, I'm gonna tell you right now.
What is it?
Edibles.
Edibles?
Oh. Yeah. I went to Pigeon Forge like this past weekend. And
yeah.
They got the shop.
Mic up.
Straight up to the like top shelf or top floor of this bar or whatever. Sketchy bar, by the way. I would not go in that bar. It's very sketchy. Diabetes and hair rolling. Anyways, so we go up there and they're like, oh, we got these gummies, right? And they're 25 milligrams.
Oh, that's it?
Don't eat the whole one. Oh. That's what the lady told me. Yeah. I was like,
shrug
the head off of
bet. So we bought four of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, send it.
Yeah.
Didn't make it down the steps.
Fucking send it.
Straight retard.
Yeah. Don't go full retard.
You know how hard it is to drive up a mountain when you're higher than giraffe pussy?
Oh, yeah.
Like, straight up.
No, dude, I ate some gummies that my sister-in-law sent me. I was higher than a hawk's nuts.
I tell you,
you are
bad.
A gummy.
Yeah.
Gumby.
You're aura gummy.
I'm pretty flexible, actually.
Your clothes are so wrinkled, your aura gummy.
I got a whole big stick of butter at my house of that shit.
I'm so glad, man.
I want to point out that I'm only wearing a hat because I don't want to look like the only normal person. You guys look a bunch of yo bros.
No, I'm trying to block my hairline, dude. My hairline got worse.
You need a tarp.
Hey, you know, my hairline's got worse since the last episode.
Yeah. Is it really?
Look at that. I'm going to shine it in the
light.
Oh,
my God.
You could do a good Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Yeah, dude,
with
look
your,
at that. Like,
your,
closer.
Wow.
Man.
That is bad.
It looks like someone shaved a T in
I'm
top
put
of your head.
I'm going to hear it shine.
Yeah.
I thought that was funnier than everyone else.
Man, I think my favorite part about this episode, before I even edit it, is the fact that Aaron's just halfway cut out of it.
It's already better than it would have been.
We already don't care.
It's going to be a running joke. I'm just going to cut his ass out.
I'm just
going to cut him out.
My head.
It's going to be like a guy off fucking frame. It's just going to be Aaron talking. Like, hey, you guys heard about
oh, I want you to fuck my pussy.
Fucking shit.
Oh, here, they want to swallow your cock.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
So y'all want to discuss, like, what's going on here?
I know.
Yeah.
So
all right, so, yeah, we're right, doing
what this. We're all doing here instead of just being weird.
Yeah, what are we? Yeah, we're just sitting here talking shit to each other. So what are we doing here?
A band.
And
Not drugs.
Not drugs. What's the band called?
Drugs.
Drugs. What's the band called?
Oh, I guess you named it. Lost and Found.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to be Lost and Found. Logo's going to be a fucking basket full of, like, some fucking dirty Cuban kids' clothes in the school.
If we're called Lost and Found and we do not take a group photo in front of a brick wall and railroad tracks for the front and back cover, you guys are lost your mind.
I'm going to put a picture
that's
right.
That's 90s country. So
no, I'm going to put a picture
like,
right
like
here.
I feel like this cabin is perfect for the picture. Yeah. I mean, straight Dude. Up, like, with the weird couch right. and just random
no,
out
right,
place.
No, right here. I'm going to put the Hat and Steel group photo right here where that window is. And it's us on the fucking on the train tracks in Lumber City.
Cause y'all country.
Yeah, dude, and I had nothing but like big mutton chop sideburns for the shot.
That's
and then
bad.
Right here, I'm gonna post a picture of me in high school with my punk band, and these three random rednecks with homemade tattoos showed up and wanted to be on our photo shoot because they thought we were Limp Bizkit.
No shit. Well, you're goddamn right, we're Limp Bizkit.
You'd be like a chainsaw. Well, skin your ass raw.
Break stuff.
What's man? I literally only know.
Break stuff?
No.
Nookie?
No. The Nookie.
My way or the highway. Remember my that way. One?
My way.
What about
the highway.
Can we do country right. versions of Limp Bizkit songs?
Yeah.
Keep on rolling, baby.
Everything.
You know what time it is.
We're going to, no. We're going to do country versions of Sugar Ray. And we're just
My buddy tripped Mark McGrath one time.
No, he tripped him?
Yeah, J-Mo. He went to a 311 concert and Sugar Ray opened up. And Mark McGrath was coming in through the fucking crowd, and Justin went blup and tripped his ass.
That's probably
he tripped Mark McGrath while he was
have
running
to
the
Mark
stage.
Mark McGrath fight people at concerts?
Uh-uh.
He used to really pick on like teenage really? Kids. He'd get in their mad. Face and push them and shit.
Whoa, while we're on the subject, what's the Smash Mouth story? Remember the Smash Mouth story?
Oh, dude, they were like throwing hot dogs and shit no. over the...
He's okay, you tell so, a story.
Oh, him. He actually
Shut
fucking...
the fuck up! So there was a... I used to be a manager at a large rental car company back in my 20s. And every year they did a big meeting. And basically, Smash Mouth was the biggest band at the time. They had several number one hits on the radio.
Several? I just thought...
They were actually really big.
Yeah, they were.
This is like it's 2001.
Like and this is like... Shrek too. Like
my 9-year-old self
like
loved
when your
these
hair was in its prime.
Yeah. Pretty much.
There you go. Gotcha. So so we go to this manager's meeting and they're drunk and being obnoxious and stuff like that. And then I realize that one of the people they're being drunk and obnoxious to is the owner of this company, which is still the world's largest privately owned business.
Oh fuck.
Really?
Yeah. Not only did he fire them on the spot, but he made sure that they never played in that state ever again. And he started making phone calls, and they just literally got their whole entire tour ruined. because
of this
man got connections.
Because of this rental car company,
he called
dude.
Jesus.
Like so he was on
well,
so
like the biggest fucking one.
Yeah, so like the singer's on stage and he's like just talking shit the whole time.
Yeah, he's basically saying he hates this gig. It was stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, you know how Aaron don't know how to talk into a mic?
Yeah.
He was doing the opposite. He was saying stuff he should say off the mic, but it's like, yeah, man, this gig sucks, dude. I don't know why you booked this. Oh, the mic's still in my face.
Yeah.
So,
oh, dude, that
I'm
was
totally
that
not purposely talking into the mic. Am I having my foot on your foot this whole time? That's not uncomfortable. Sorry about that.
It's romantic.
Where you from? You know what I'm saying? You fresh off motherfucker's ass.
Yeah, I'm fresh off motherfucker's ass.
Hey, man, you're fucking talking to me all wrong, all right?
You're talking to me all wrong.
Do it again. I'll stab
you. James, you're like a ghetto redneck.
Whenever Jason was on the show, he said, you should have let James talk more because you basically have a serial killer on the show.
Really? Because,
like, we all know just how, I mean.
Captain Crunch.
I mean, we know how crazy fucking James can be. James can actually, he's a fucking wild card. Especially when you have a few beers in him, this motherfucker's a wild card. Now, his brother is even more of a fucking wild card than that. I remember.
I legitimately, not to interrupt you or cut you off, but I remember we was down at the river one night playing pool at somebody's house. Anyways, my brother was to the point where he was literally making out with the tip of the pool stick.
Oh, fuck.
It's hot.
Like, all in his mouth, like, just getting it. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
It's like blue tongue and shit.
The guy that owns the house, he was like, hey, man, you all right? And as soon as he said that, my brother's like, yeah, man, I'm great. You good? And he just takes off. He's gone.
Yeah.
Like, down the sandbar, just gone in the darkness, dude. I left him.
No, dude, that's the thing about Sean.
Straight up left
dude,
him.
I ain't dealing with this shit. That's the thing about Sean. When he drinks, he disappears. Like, I remember we got real fucked up at my house one time, and I went to bed, and I woke up, and I just felt something was fucked up. Something was weird. So I went out to investigate all the fucking – there's, like, a handle of Jack Daniels that's all gone, and, like, the back door is wide fucking open, and all the cats are, like, looking like, what the fuck's going on here? And I'm like, Sean's out the fucking house.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's
I get
going,
in my fucking truck and
been that way.
Yeah, I get in the fucking truck and I drive down the Alma Highway and he's walking in his fucking underwear barefoot down the road in the middle of he's walking in the turning lane.
He got
and
drunk.
I'm like, Sean, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I don't know, man. I don't know where I am right now.
He got drunk one time at my stepdad's parents' place and he was drinking homemade wine.
Of course he was.
And straight up, like, he drank so much, he was sleeping on the back porch with all the dogs, like, half naked.
and I just left
him there, you know what I mean? You don't wake somebody up.
No, he looks like a bull terrier with Down syndrome, too.
Give him eight,
he looks like
hours?
A bull mastiff mixed with a beagle, you know what I mean? Just
so whenever I was horrible. Maybe 20 years old, a buddy of mine was going to Mercer University, and he invited me and my friend.
Jesus just knocked.
Then we got a knock on the door.
Come in.
What hey. Up?
I got some mail from
Duncan. Oh, okay. What is it?
It came in the mail.
Got some mail.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I'll wear it right now. All
right.
Yes. Cool. Excellent.
Oh, look.
Got him.
Beautiful.
I know.
Excellent.
All right, time for bed. Duncan.
He's so
time for bed.
So whenever I was maybe 20 years old, my friend Silas and I went to see my friend that went to Mercer University. I'd never really drank alcohol, and I was trying to holler at these girls on the second floor balcony of some sorority. And am I supposed to rap this?
Is there like, I was about to say, is
this is background music.
Of it? I mean,
this is, you're talking about ladies.
Like, I didn't know we were on an elevator, you know?
So anyways, so.
To the Hotel 6.
So this one girl, see, she wasn't having my shit. And I was hollering at Shawty down on the first floor.
DJ Khaled.
And see what had happened was this girl, she say.
Another one.
I ain't having any of your shit today. And I said, but baby. Anyway, so I was trying to holler at this girl on the second floor. Drunk with my friend Silas. And the only thing I remember saying is, nobody wants to talk to Carmen because she's got AIDS. And in slow motion, I saw a frozen turkey fly from the second balcony. And hit me in the face, and it busted my entire face open. And I woke up the next morning in a Dell computer box. Someone folded me up, put me in a box, and I slept there.
A Dell computer
box?
That's
pretty impressive, though.
I'll tag the two people involved, Justin Blanchard and Silas Robar. They'll know this story. And
Dell
I woke up
box.
In a Dell computer box, and a frozen turkey hit me in the face and busted my face to pieces.
Have you always been 135 pounds?
Did I weigh as much as you? You're just titties, and
that's fair.
I'm all dick and belly.
Marlboro and coffee.
That's what we all like to tell ourselves.
Yep.
I got a scar here from kind of the same situation, but it wasn't a frozen turkey. It was a Mountain Dew can.
Oh,
we were at the lake in the middle of the night, dude. You couldn't see right in front of you, like it was pitch black.
Yeah.
Let's go swimming. Woo! You know, so snuck in there.
You know,
and this dude. Was like, hey, man, catch this. And that's never good.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it was full.
And pitch black.
It was a full can. Hadn't been opened yet. And he throws it. I didn't know he threw it.
Yeah.
He was just like, hey, catch this. And I turn around and bah, hits me right in the eye.
This goddamn projectile hit you.
It bust open on my eye. And I freaked out because I was like, okay, all right. So it was Mountain Dew, so that's infection already. You know what I'm saying?
Retard juice.
Oh, yeah, straight up. So I kind of panicked a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be even
smarter of an idea to go under the water. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of Lake Myers or not, but it's not clean water.
No. Ugh.
This was infected for like 2 months.
There's like sulfur and
just swole up. It was
mercury
horrible.
And shit in there.
Horrible experience.
Horrible.
And speaking of shit on your face, I remember Justin Moore at Kerrigan's. He was sleeping at the band trailer at Kerrigan's, and there's like all these bed bugs and shit that had gotten all over him, and he had a pustule. He had a pustule on his face, and like he went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, "I don't know what the fuck bit you. I don't know." But that night, it was just getting bigger and bigger, like as the night progressed, and he was like ripping the fucking guitar solo. I think like "Don't Stop Believing" or something, and he hit the fucking like the highest note, and the motherfucker exploded. I saw it. It exploded on stage.
It's like the vibration of the note. It couldn't handle it.
Like, do what, Gary?
It don't stop bleeding.
Oh, fuck,
that
Kerrigan.
Was good. I like that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that very much.
All right, so we're trying to do a band. We're doing Outlaw Country.
Don't think fuck with them gays. I don't think I can fuck with them gays. Is that what you say? I thought that was how a song was. I thought all those old songs were racist.
Yeah, Outlaw Country, whatever we can throw in there. Outlaw Country would be the best shit to do.
Yeah, because we're fucking outlaws, y'all.
Yeah.
I even turned my hat around backwards, so you know I'm serious.
I break laws a lot.
You sound like it.
Obviously, nobody's going to take it serious.
Yeah, no one's going to take it seriously.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know, we're not professional musicians.
No.
Yeah. I think I'm the most professional musician because I'm actually paying taxes on this dumb shit.
Hey, you let Denny Sowell know.
Yeah, Denny Sowell.
You pay them taxes,
motherfucker. Yeah, let me tell you something about Denny Sowell. Denny Sowell is a piece of shit. I'll give you the whole story later if you don't know about it.
He actually lost his job, so
what are
we going to
no
do?
No shit.
Yeah, they closed down the joint. So what are we going to do? I'm already starving.
God.
Whenever I see him in a ditch on the way home, I'll throw a goddamn full Mountain Dew can at his head.
It hurts.
It hurts. Does it hurt?
Yeah.
You got an expert right here. You got a Mountain Dew expert over here.
Solid.
I hit my brother in the head with a metal baseball bat one time, right in the forehead. Yeah, I was swinging.
That's straight up brother love right here. Like.
I kicked my sister in the pussy so hard she had to go to the hospital.
Did it rupture her labia?
Dude. There was
her labia was already ruptured, but I kicked the shit out of
him. Dude, there was this kid in school. I was in like 8th grade, and his name was Ronald. And he got hit in the balls so hard he had to go to the hospital because one of his nuts went up inside of him.
Did he pop it, or did they could they get it up out of there? Did it go?
I don't know, but he was crying, dude. He was fucking crying. I was put on his kill list later.
That's
I had a kid bring a nightstick to school. And, and he just wanted to hit me with it because I said his mom was Asian, and he was half Asian. I said his mom worked at a lint factory, and I used to draw pictures.
His mom worked at a lint factory?
Of his mom making lint liquor in China. And I used to write love letters to the football players and sign his name and mail them to their house, and they beat him up.
That's so extensive.
Do you remember Guitar Hero?
But he deserved it. He started a rumor about being 7th
grade.
I was on
his kill list. Like number 2 or number 3 on that guy's kill list.
Oh,
he ate my guts.
Dude, there was a kid.
Like, dude, he straight up brought a knife, a little sword.
No,
it was like that.
No, there was
that's
a kid.
Massive.
No, there was a kid. His name was William. And
we all got stories like this?
Yeah. No, for real.
Holy shit.
No, this kid, his name's William. And
you guys must have been cool.
He conned his way into band. He conned his way into band by saying that he could play guitar. And all he was doing was playing Bullet from a Valentine riff on like this shitty practice amp. And he was always out of tune. And Gerald one time took his fucking amp and threw it in the garbage. And he said, "Merry fucking Christmas." And this dude, everyone was like telling him to shut up because he was just being the loudest motherfucker. Like, we would be done playing music.
That dude was legit.
But I found out me, James, David, Gerald, everybody was on his he had a kill list. They found his list, and it was all the people that he wanted to kill.
And you know what makes all of that worse?
What?
He bred. Like, he's got kids.
He's got kids now?
He's got kids.
Someone
got two of them.
Someone threw – we called him Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
But someone threw him some fucking sliz, man. Aaron, you look like a fucking genie that came out of a Mountain Lightning can.
That's fair.
I look over at you, and I'm just like, God damn.
I figured it was a Southern Comfort bottle, so that's
kind of reminds me of like an inbred Tyler Childress.
You guys don't know who Ben Rayburn is. He's a professional skateboarder.
That are
like those two people.
You look like
yeah.
Aaron Lane looks like the poster child for being in too much debt.
No, Aaron looks like
poster got me boy. There.
Aaron looks like
I'm in debt up to my eyeballs on a commercial.
Can you help me, please?
Aaron looks like Dad Muska.
Chad Muska has the worst fucking style ever.
I hate Chad Muska. I hate his aesthetic.
Even him, his like talking part on Tony Hawk's Underground is fucking bullshit. But yeah, now these two have no fucking idea what we're talking about. So we'll get back.
I'm 40 years old.
Yeah, so is Chad Muska.
Like, I have no
idea.
We're
talking about skateboarding. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I got Tony Hawk's the new Tony Hawk Pro Skater game, and I've just been
is
ripping
he on
it.
There?
Yeah, yeah, nice. Yeah. All the characters are aged. Like instead of it just being because it's a remaster of the first two games, all the characters are aged. They're all like 40 and 50.
Chad Muska's got like fucking 5 o'clock shadow and a fucking sweatpants.
Tony Hawk
suit.
Has gout.
Tony Hawk has an AARP card.
So I'm
discount.
Mining Bitcoin now. By the way, I built some cryptocurrency miners.
That's what's up.
Oh yeah.
Wait, what?
Since we're on the subject
talk.
Of shit that I don't know nothing about, so I'm going to talk about shit y'all know about.
Yeah,
I'm mining cryptocurrency. I'm rich, bitch. How about that? I made $1 since we started this podcast.
Oh, yeah?
That's good.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
More than me.
You made $1, and I lost about like an inch of hair.
You guys still smell like pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Frank wipes after he pees.
That's funny. You wipe forward.
I do. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'll get up in there, like reach my arm in there, and just fucking do that.
Your favorite snack is corn nuts.
Okay.
Corn nuts?
Bitch, I'm swinging for the fence. Okay.
Yeah. Now that one, you're gonna say that joke about 8 times before it lands.
That was awful.
I think.
I don't get it.
I don't care.
I remember the one that landed. The first joke you told on this podcast and it landed the first time was you look like you get paid to put holes in cheese.
You know what? There's a story behind that. I said that to that same kid that tried to hit me with a nightstick. I said that to him in 8th grade in gifted class. I wrote it on the board.
You like you get paid to put holes in cheese?
Yeah. I don't know why it was funny to me.
Just
I mean,
did.
Just picturing like a little pecker.
Just keep
like,
swinging, you know? Just keep swinging.
That's a good one, dude.
Even Chipper Jones had a career, so I mean, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Is that football?
Yeah, I got a touchdown. In baseball.
I love Chipper Jones.
I bet you do. He was my first. Yeah. He was like my
first.
He was
your first?
Yeah, no, he was my first. Yeah, he was. He fucked me.
He's my first.
No, well, it's like, you know, like whenever you're in like kindergarten.
He's going to be on there with
Tom
Hanks, bro.
Yeah. No, it's like whenever you're like in kindergarten and you don't know shit about sports, but you're like, I like this team because my grandma likes this team. Like, I think my first favorite sports dude was Chipper Jones.
Chipper Jones, Andrew Jones, Andres Galarraga, fucking. What's that dude's name who got fired for
apparently
Randy Johnson? Fucking Nolan Ryan, all those guys.
Randy Jackson,
I like
Greg
Jackson
Maddox, all
Faith Jackson.
Faith Jackson.
I had a Greg Smoltz
Greg
jersey.
Yeah.
And the only reason that I had that, and I had an Atlanta Braves hat in like the 4th grade, because my dad worked at AT&T next to Pick and Save, and they were going out of business, and the hat was like 25 cents, and the shirt was like 30 cents.
Is this meeting? Fucking Lyndon B. Johnson? What the fuck is
No, this is Lyndon B. Serious.
No, Lyndon B. Johnson actually did that a lot, though. I don't know if you guys know that. He would just take his dick out. He would seriously just take his dick out. He would just do that.
The goddamn president of the United
States.
Like, you remember, what was his name? The boy that we went to school with, they told him he couldn't wear basketball shorts anymore.
Oh,
he had a big old wiener.
Yeah, no. We talked about this. We talked about this. It was
is that not discrimination to a certain extent?
It was Marcus Vann.
Marcus Vann. Yeah.
Aaron, if you've helped Jack on a horse, would you help Jack off a horse?
Are we fucking? Is this fucking 1992? What
God,
the fuck are these jokes?
Aaron, here's the church. Here's the steeple, and you open it up.
Here's all the fucking.
And they have syphilis.
Was this 1492?
Yes. I thought that's what how it was called.
Columbus
going.
Sailed the ocean blue. Bitch.
No, it's more than 1600s. Yeah, he did.
Bitch.
Christopher Columbus is a bitch.
He also
Never mind. We're not going to get into it. Not the right podcast.
We're not going to fucking do it.
Chat. They never found the fucking, what's that shit, the Fountain of Youth? They never found that. Who would have thought?
Yeah, because that bitch dead.
It's not real.
All right, we
Aaron, you're
up.
Like,
I gotta, what's up?
Aaron, you're like if Joe
ketchup?
Biden, you're like
ketchup
if Joe
and
Biden and a transvestite got in a time machine and a fly got in there too, and then you come out on the other side.
And then they fucked each other, and one of them had a big meaty dick, one of them had a big fucking meaty cock.
But there's
meaty
no, cock. But there's
oh,
no.
Oh, your cock's so fucking meaty,
no Jeff
Aaron.
Jeff Goldblum, though, right? No,
Jeff
it's
Goldblum.
Just a fly.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum from Buckaroo Banzai is like, Aaron, your cock's so fucking meaty, but you're a vegan. How can it be so fucking meaty?
Just because I'm already made of meat. I don't need to add other meat. I'm just, I am.
Yeah, like,
am
what if
meat.
What if fucking there wasn't a Bigfoot, but there was a big fuck?
That's hot. There's a lot of Bigfoot erotica, as well as Slenderman erotica, if you're into that. I'm not, but, you know, it's out there.
You look like Slenderman.
That's fair. I honestly wish I was like 6'9 and had
so
big-ass
like,
arms.
Is this vegan shit legit? You just fucking live off of rabbit food or some
yeah, man.
Shit? Like, what the fuck?
He fucking just exploded.
You'd be surprised how much Southern food is.
He said, is this vegan shit legit?
Are you fucking kidding me, man?
Now, so you say you delve. What does delving mean?
Oh, I mean, I like to eat eggs and shit.
Oh, you talking about chicken abortions?
Yeah.
You
love
okay.
I'm 100% pro-abortion. So
now you know this
abortion's about my
yeah.
shit.
So now you know this is going to be live. I'm not cutting
absolutely.
This out. Okay.
Okay. Other than abortions, isn't Aaron pretty boring?
Yeah.
He's
for
a
sure
vegan. I mean, of course.
What else?
You like
have to
vanilla
do?
Wafers?
You have to actually use spice in your foods. Fucking get out of here.
Shit. Aaron thinks mayonnaise is spicy.
Yeah, I have to get vegan mayonnaise. There's
Aaron, so
wait, turn around. So wait, turn around. You gotta get vegan mayonnaise.
Yeah, vegan mayonnaise.
But you eat eggs.
Yeah, actually, most
I fucking hate
most
you.
Mayonnaise. Most
I
mayonnaise
fucking
only
hate
had,
you.
Only has eggs in it, so it's fine. But
Aaron can't even say the Spice Girls. He just says the girls.
I was saying that you white people and your goddamn whatever
what
the fuck you your salt that you season your steak with.
Yeah.
Aaron, hearing you
S&P,
talk...
S&P, the choice for me.
Hearing you talk lowered my credit need. Score.
I imagine mine is... No, you got a house. It's okay. It's doing pretty good. I'm bringing it back up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm bringing credit back.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like over 600. It's not terrible.
Oh, you're better than me.
Credit karma don't know how to act.
Your credit's so bad, you can't even file bankruptcy, dog. That's pretty bad.
You ain't got enough money to die, dude.
No, that's there is a weird.
That shit costs money. Like
there is a weird. Yeah, for sure.
I'm too broke to die.
For real, I just got to keep on.
Death tax. It's a real thing.
I'm so broke I can't pay attention.
That
should be Aaron's.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, dude.
I live here.
I have an idea. Man, we got out of that sticky situation.